Uncensored Radio Free America, only on RBNLive.com and a host of stations across America. Well, thank you for joining us tonight on this Tuesday night. And tonight, as promised, we do have with us on the phones Father John O'Connor and his latest video production, The Annihilation of America by the Puppets of the Zionists. Father O'Connor, are you there? Hello, good father?
Hello?
Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, father. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Rick.
Good to have you. I am hard
of hearing.
I understand.
So
I'm trying to
speak up. I'm going to ask you to repeat.
That's all right. No problem, father. You've been around for a long time, and you've been a servant for a long time, and of course, we introduced you at the American Free Press Barnes Review Conference a couple of years ago. Got a chance to meet you personally and enjoyed your speech then. Of course, your video before this one was The End of the World, another eye-opener and shocker of a production. So it's good to have you with us tonight, and hopefully you'll be able to spend the hour with us and take some phone calls as well. Father O'Connor.
Okay, fine.
Well, let me open, first of all, briefly, before we take a break, by asking you, what were your thoughts on the passing of the Pope, Pope John Paul II, and what did you think of his papal ministry?
Well, Pope John Paul II had many fine qualities, and I think basically, he was a sincere man, but he did have some serious character defects for a leader. For one, he would not discipline his subordinates.
Mm-hmm.
He would not discipline the bishops.
Yes.
And make them obey. I guess he felt he could win them over with kindness, or he would outlive them and appoint a better man in his place, but that failed miserably.
Mm-hmm. And what about the abuse scandal as far as the priests who were abused, were abusing young people across the world, in Europe and the United States as well?
Well, the sad part is that the Vatican in general, and the Pope in particular, have known about this problem for years.
Yes.
They did send an apostolic visitator to the Diocese of San Diego. The homosexual problem was so bad there that a group of laymen sent a delegation, to the Vatican, pleading for help in ousting these homosexuals, a homosexual priest.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did send an apostolic visitator.
All right, stay where you are, Father O'Connor. We're going to take our first break, and we'll let you finish that thought when we come back on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, Father John O'Connor. We'll be back.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
And we are back. Radio Avenger, uncensored, radio-free America, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest is Father John O'Connor, and we're going to get right back to him and your phone calls in a moment. But first, I have to remind you, you can live pain-free and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery. It's called InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis and arthritic pain, agonizing pain, and other forms of degenerative illnesses. To order this amazing product, give them a call toll-free at 1-800-243-5242. That's all you have to do, 1-800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation. Again, toll free, 800-243-5242. Our guest is Father John O'Connor. He's produced a latest video DVD, The Annihilation of America by the Puppets of the Zionists. And, Father, you were just talking a few moments ago about the problem of homosexual priests in the Roman Catholic Church. And I guess you were one of those people who might be considered a whistleblower, one who was warning of this for a long time, no?
Yes, but unfortunately, I got absolutely nowhere. A Vatican bureaucracy has been seriously compromised by the infiltration of Grand Orient Masons.
Yes.
And also by the Scottish Rite Masons.
Mm-hmm.
A group of former officials in the Vatican wrote a book about it. The title is Shroud of Secrecy,
yes.
The Story of Corruption Within the Vatican. They were afraid to give their real names for fear of reprisals
mm-hmm.
by the Masons.
Mm-hmm.
So they called themselves simply the Millenari. Although one of them eventually did go public, Monsignor Luigi Marinelli. But shortly after that, he himself had to go into hiding. But he has a whole chapter there, chapter 13, devoted to this Masonic infiltration
mm-hmm.
of the Vatican bureaucracy. And this infiltration began almost 200 years ago. They devised a plan that it was called the Permanent Instruction
mm-hmm.
of the Alta Vendita. And it was a plan. They had tried to destroy the Vatican and the papacy from without. You know, at one time, Napoleon had captured the Pope, and he was so sick they had to carry him on a stretcher, but he was mm-hmm. brought to Paris. And they were hoping that they could destroy the church. That's been an age-old ambition of the Masonic Lodge. But when they found out that they could not destroy it from without, they decided to destroy it from within. You know, like they say, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yes.
That they would get their own people into the Vatican bureaucracy, what is called the Curia. And in that way, they could control the actions of the Pope. As a matter of fact, Maximilian Kolbe was a young Franciscan priest and seminarian in Rome in 1917 when they were celebrating their 200th anniversary of their founding. And they had a big parade in Rome. You know, it was the Masons who took over and confiscated the papal states.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Mazzini and Garibaldi.
Yes.
Well, anyway,
yes,
in this
right.
parade, they were carrying a banner which stated, someday Satan will rule from the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pope will be his errand boy.
Yes.
So the idea was to get into the cardinalate, the College of Cardinals, so they could determine the man that they would pick. According to the permanent instruction, they were not to pick a fellow Mason because they couldn't trust him. But they were to find a nice pious priest,
uh-huh.
and from behind the scenes, they would manipulate him to do what they wanted.
It's
and, of course, they had tremendous influence in
yeah.
Vatican II.
Well, Vatican II was their prize, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. John the 23rd, who had called the council, expected it to last for only one or two sessions because he had already prepared seven or eight beautiful schemas on the Catholic Church and the Church's teaching. All the fathers of the council would have to do is read them and then vote on them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, John the 23rd was terrified. When the Masons and Modernists got in there, they threw out the original schemas prepared by John the 23rd and began to inaugurate their own agenda.
Yes,
ultimately,
indeed.
For the confusion and, if not destruction, of a Catholic religion.
That's interesting, you know, the Masonic influence in Freemasonry over the centuries, because not only did they work from within the church, as you point out, but in Europe and here in the United States, there was such a Masonic influence over the government that, unbeknownst to many of our listeners probably, in the 1830s, there was a very strong reaction to this Masonic business, and there was a very strong anti-Masonic movement here in the United States within the party system to try to break the grip of Masonry and Freemasonry over the political influential life of America, you see?
Yes.
That's a very interesting point. Several books have been written about it, but you don't see much about it, even in various organizations and historical websites that deal with this evil Illuminist influence over America. You point out Mazzini and Cavour and all of these people involved in the unification of Italy, and this indeed was a very pivotal time in the 1800s, 1870s, no?
Yes. Definitely, and, you know, central Italy had been given to the papacy by Pepin.
Mm-hmm.
He was sort of a prime minister of France at the time. This was during the barbarian invasions.
Mm-hmm.
They were invading Italy, and the Pope called on Pepin to send his troops and to drive these barbarians out. Well, at the time, he was running France, and he didn't want to be concerned with Italy, so he gave the central part of Italy to the papacy.
Yes.
Which, in a way, was a terrible tragedy, because prior to that, few ever wanted to be pope, because it either meant martyrdom or it meant exile.
Yes.
And certainly persecution.
Absolutely.
But once the Pope became the political head, or king, you might say, of central Italy, well, then, of course, everybody wanted to be Pope.
Uh-huh.
And it created tremendous infighting and turmoil within the papacy.
Absolutely. Absolutely, indeed. And, of course, we saw what happened with the very sudden and unexpected death of John Paul I, who lasted a very short time once he had become pope.
Yes, and, you know, I read that book. I think it was called In God's
Name. In God's Name, yeah.
Yes, and I'm convinced he was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
He was poisoned because he was going to start rooting out those Masons, especially the Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Archbishop of Naples, and his people had suffered from that Ambrosiano Bank scandal. Many of them lost their life savings.
Absolutely, yeah.
And he was going to throw out Marsicus, and he was really going to clean house there in the Vatican. But unfortunately, he let the Secretary of State know beforehand.
Yes.
And that night, he went to bed and never woke up.
That's true. I think everyone who's read that book and looked at the evidence will agree there was foul play in the death of this pope. And, of course,
they wouldn't even allow an autopsy.
No, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Interesting. We're coming up against the break, and we've got people who'd like to speak with you. You can stay with us, I presume.
Oh, sure.
All right. And we'll take your calls, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you on the line and would like to call in, as soon as we come back, we will take your call and so many more questions for Father John O'Connor. And he has produced his latest video production, The Annihilation of America by the Puppets of the Zionists. I'm Rick Adams. The program is Uncensored Radio Free America. Radio Avenger will return. We'll be right back.
a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
All righty, well, that tells it like it is, doesn't it? Sounds like Father O'Connor's new video, The Annihilation of America. And I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger. We're talking with Father John O'Connor, who has been in the Catholic ministry now for a great number of years, the John Wayne of the priesthood, who foretold of the scandal of priests molesting children many years ago, and of course was ignored. We have on the line our callers, and we're going to get right to you, but remember our number. 800-313-9443 is the toll-free number to dial in. Again, 800-313-9443. Let's go to, I believe we've got Minnesota on the line. And hello, Wolfgang. How are you?
Just fine, Rick. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for calling in.
Say, I got a question for Father O'Connor.
Sure, go ahead.
Have you heard of St. John's University here in Minnesota?
Yes, I have.
Okay, let me give you a brief rundown on what I know. It was an OSS training camp during World War II, and a lot of the monks out there, they're Bavarian monks, that it's on the order of the Illuminati. Adam Weishaupt was a Bavarian.
Mm-hmm.
It's the largest collection of Masonic material is at the Hill Monastic Library here in St. John's. And right after World War II, they were smuggling gold from occupied Europe into St. John's University. They were melting the gold bars down, turning them into religious objects, and smuggling them into the country there. I'm not real sure if you've heard of that story or not.
Have you, Father?
No, I haven't. I know of Father Paul Marx, the great champion of pro-life, and he was the founder of Human Life International. And as I recall, he was a Benedictine monk of that community.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing great work at Front Royal there, just outside of Washington, D.C., but he was silenced by his superiors.
I'm talking about St. John's University in Minnesota.
Oh, I... So that's not Father Paul Marx?
No.
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 At St. John's University here in Minnesota, Collegeville, Senator Dave Durenberger, Hubert Humphrey went to school there. It's
uh-huh.
a great big New World Order training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that also a Benedictine monastery?
There's two. There's St. John's University, and there's another one called the Order of St. Benedict, which is in St. Joseph, which is about 10 miles away.
Oh, yes, they're not interconnected.
They are connected, but they're not on the same campus.
Uh-huh.
My uncle is a Archbishop of Quebec. I have several Jesuits in my family.
Mm-hmm.
My father was a professor at St. John's. He went to Paris University to teach French there. He's a Frenchman. As soon as he got back from France, after being there for a whole year, he was murdered. So I think the French underground clued him in onto what was going on with St. John's University, and he was about to bring that story public, and a week later he was dead.
What was the result? Any investigation proving anything?
Well, there's a lot of people looking at it right now. This happened in 1974.
Oh.
There's a lot of hush-hush stuff going on. This is a very big Catholic community. Nobody wants to touch St. John's because of their power and influence.
Well,
Jacob Wetterling,
yeah.
the young man that was kidnapped from the area,
yes.
we have reason to believe that it is somehow tied in with the Johnny Gosch case.
Mm.
So
that's interesting. Well, it's quite a mouthful here, and it's certainly disturbing. And, you know, Wolfgang, the father, I'm sure, is no stranger to these charges across the landscape, if you will, of the church, because the Vatican itself is shrouded, as he's pointed out, in such secrecy and layers of secrecy, catacombs, if you will, that one recent pope paid with his life. And how many others over the centuries, we don't know. Many paid because of their confrontation with the church itself, the Inquisition being one example. But it's interesting, when you deal with that kind of power at such high levels, you're automatically dealing with a corrupt organization. And I think that's the thing that disturbs so many faithful Roman Catholics, is what is at the top? What
right
there?
The ordinary good Roman Catholic has no idea what's going on behind the scenes.
No, they
and
don't.
I'm not trying to smear Catholics at all. I'm
no,
just
no,
giving
no.
You,
we understand that. That's
I'm
understood.
Giving you some information that I know of personally from being
yes,
there.
And I appreciate that.
A lot of my family graduated from St. John's and St. Ben's. I have personally been there. I know where the bodies are buried, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, Wolfgang, we appreciate your call and your input, and I'm sure Father O'Connor does as well. Thank you so much for calling the program.
Okay, Rick. Have a
okay,
good day.
Okay, thank you. Anytime. All right. 800-313-9443 is the number. My name is Rick Adams. The program, Uncensored Radio Free America. Lots more to come with our guest, Father John O'Connor, and we'll be right back on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly-absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
The nighttime ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is back.
Yes, sir. Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, is back right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we are speaking with Father John O'Connor. And we're going to get into a little bit, if we have time, about his latest video, The Annihilation of America by the Puppets of the Zionists. But we have so many people that want to ask Father O'Connor a question about Catholicism, the Vatican, and all of these subjects in light of what's just transpired now in the last 2 weeks with the death of Pope John Paul II. So let's do that. Let's go to the phones. 800-313-9443 is our number, and let's say hello to Rodney in Texas. Hi, Rodney.
Well, good evening. Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Rick, I really appreciate this show, and I actually wish that that you had more than 1 hour to stretch out and entertain
sure.
us here. But
sure.
1 hour is just not enough here.
Well, let me change. Thank goodness we're here for an hour. I appreciate that opportunity as well. Can you speak up a little bit for our guest because he's a little hard of hearing?
Okay.
Sure. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, Brother O'Connor. I had a question regarding when all of the scandals broke about the pedophilia, and the molestation of the altar boys and other people in the Catholic Church. A reputable governor out of Oklahoma, Frank Keating, was asked or appointed by some of the people in the Catholic Church there to to carry out an independent investigation, and I wanted to know, were you aware of what you know he found? Because he said that he was asked by some shadowy figures within the Catholic Church to stop his investigation, and he did, and he expressed that he felt that there was a lot of mafioso types in the Catholic Church, and I wanted to know, were you aware of his comments and the investigation that he attempted to carry out?
Yes, Father, did you hear that question?
Rick, could you repeat that? I couldn't catch.
Well, he was asking whether you were aware of Governor Keating at the time in Oklahoma, right? Is that right, Rodney?
Yeah. Well,
and
yeah.
His call for an investigation into the molestation of young children in Catholic churches here in the United States. So were you aware of what happened?
Didn't he resign from that commission?
Yes.
He was asked. He said,
there were just too many bishops stonewalling him.
Yes.
Right, right. But
precisely.
He was quoted as saying that he was basically forced to resign, and as you said, stonewalled by, you know, a lot of the Catholic priests. But one of his quotes that caught my eye and ear was that he used the word mafioso types within the church. And I thought that was pretty telling right there, and I wanted to know if you were aware of his comments there.
Were you aware of his use of the terms to describe what was going on, the term mafioso in the Catholic Church, Father O'Connor?
No, but I'm really not surprised. You know, that a gay liberation movement mm-hmm. began in Chicago in 1924. When they held their first convention, and their goal was to be accepted, integrated. They were tired of, you know, living in ghettos and red light districts. They wanted to be accepted as normal Americans. So one of their strategies was they knew that the greatest obstacle to their acceptance were Bible-believing churches,
mm-hmm.
because the church, the Bible speaks of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided that their most effective tactic of infiltration would be seminaries. And not only Catholic, but
yes.
Protestant, all seminaries.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep.
And that once they became ministers and priests, well, then people would have to accept them. And they could work within these churches to change the attitude toward homosexuality.
Yes, that's absolutely right, Father. Hey, thank you for your call, Rodney. We've got to move along. But you make a good point, Father. Destruction from within has always been the strategy of the devil and certainly has been applied here. There's no question about that. All right, let's go to Jerry in Michigan. Hi, Jerry. You're on Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams.
Yes, sir. I have a question for the father.
Yes, go ahead.
About after Roberto Calvi was murdered and hung in England, Grace Kelly, I read that Grace Kelly had heard about the Masons in the church and being holier than the Pope, she was going to expose all of this,
mm-hmm.
and that's why she was murdered.
You mean the accident, the so-called automobile accident? Huh?
Yes, yes.
Okay. You have any ideas about that, Father O'Connor?
Well, this is the first I've ever heard of that about Grace Kelly.
Yeah.
But this certainly wouldn't surprise me because that poor woman, she was not the first one they've murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, the authors of this book, Shroud of Secrecy, were afraid even to come out publicly, and the one Monsignor who did shortly disappeared. They hope he just went into hiding. Are these people, well, you know, Paul Fisher wrote a book called Inside the Lodge Door. There was also a sequel to it entitled Satan Is Their God. It's all about the Masons. But he brought out, too, that the Mafia is actually a branch of the Masonic Lodges.
Mm-hmm.
They're the strong-arm branch of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they use the same techniques, you know, of of signs by which they recognize one another, initiation into
absolutely the initiation rites
of the mafia.
Yes.
So that yes, if they can't win you with kindness, well, they'll kill you with the mafia.
Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question?
With the homosexuality, the Swiss guard that was murdered by his, I think his superior, there was a book written about it. He was murdered in the late 90s, 1990s. And he was murdered, it was a homosexual ring within the Swiss guards. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I had heard about the murder of one of the Swiss guards. Of course, the press stories I saw, I didn't say anything about a homosexual ring. But, of course, I wouldn't be surprised. They've infiltrated, just like the Masons, they've infiltrated everywhere.
Yeah, the media are no exception. In fact, they're part of the deception in America today. I'm afraid it's the greatest enemy we do have.
Yes.
Jerry, do you have any other questions before we move along?
No, I thank you so much.
Thank you for calling the program, Jerry, and being a supporter. Bye-bye now. All right, Republic Broadcasting certainly merits your support, and I'm Rick Adams, your host for Uncensored Radio Free America, your radio avenger. And right now, let's see, we have Joe from Rhode Island. Hello, Joe. You're on the program.
How are you, Rick?
Good.
Hello, boy. I, Father O'Connor.
Yes. Can you hear him, Father?
I can.
Go ahead. Speak right up, Joe.
Okay. The corruption inside the priesthood, and I'd like to say I give thanks for those true priests out there and keep going strong with your ministry. But I'd like to talk about the false priest that moved in Joshua's time, along about 1442 B.C., and they infiltrated the priesthood of Joshua. And Joshua, they actually tricked their way into the priesthood. And they were the Netanim Hivites and the mm-hmm. Jebusites, families of the Kenites from Genesis, the sons of Cain.
Yes.
And you can trace them all the way through the scriptures, Father. You know what I speak of. And my question to you is this. Going all the way up to the future events when the two witnesses are delivered up in Jerusalem and killed in the streets there, those two ministers, those two priests, would be put to death as a final act.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you in Jerusalem is this. You see the false Messiah, the false Jesus, appearing in Jerusalem, bringing peace. Just before the true Jesus appears there, bringing peace.
Good question, Father.
Hello. Yes.
Yes. Do you see the? Do you see what's happening with the false Messiah to come?
Uh huh. Yes.
The substitute for Jesus in Jerusalem.
Yes. I didn't quite understand the question.
Well, he's basically asking whether you see that happening now, and what is the time frame in your view? I think that's what you're going to ask, Joe. Is that right?
Yes, Rick.
What is the time frame? Do you think we're getting pretty close now, Father O'Connor, to that stage, that event?
Well, I read several years ago where David Rockefeller spoke about an open window, and I think he's one of the top gurus in this New World Order.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
he is.
He said the window would be open until 2005.
Uh-huh.
So if they're going to make their move, Rockefeller knew what he was talking about, it could come very, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think they realize they're never going to get that Temple Mount, and that's what they really want, because they want to rebuild a third temple.
Yes, in Jerusalem, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But now it's under the control of the Arabs, the Palestinians, and also in the center of the Temple Mount is their third holiest Islamic shrine. That's the place where Muhammad was alleged to have ascended into heaven.
Yes.
So they're not really going to get control of the old Temple Mount until they wipe out just about every Muslim.
What do you think of that, Joe?
That's interesting. I'd also like to mention that, and I don't exactly know the time frame of this. I was wondering if he had any thoughts on it.
Okay.
The Kenites, the sons of Cain that we talked about, who can trace all the way from beginning to end, they would be controlling. These are the bad figs, not the good figs in Jerusalem today. They would be controlling the new rebuilt Russian army. And they are saving that army for an event that's going to take place in which their wrath is going to build up. And they are going to make an attack on, I believe it's the center of America. You know, America, in my opinion, is the place where the 10 lost tribes of Israel, for the most part, dwell today. And when the 12 lost tribes always camped, the tribes of Israel, the Levites always camped in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the middle of the country is where the attack's going to be coming from.
In the heart.
This
land,
is the
right?
Wrath of the Kenites on America. They have their own army set aside.
Fascinating, yeah. Well, I don't know if you, Father O'Connor, you could hear any of this, but we're basically, the caller is bringing up the movement of the Kenites today and the judgment on America. And you, of course, in your new DVD, say exactly that. The annihilation of America is going to come. And the subtext is those who survive will envy the dead. That's right out of the scripture, right?
Well, I was quoting our Blessed Mother.
Yes.
She appeared to a religious sister, a Sister Agnes, who was a catechist for the bishop there,
mm-hmm.
and in 1973. And she said that if mankind did not repent and better itself, that God was preparing a chastisement worse than the flood.
Mm-hmm.
Only this time, she said, it would be by fire.
Yes.
Fire would come down from heaven. A great part of humanity would be destroyed, and the destruction would be so great that those who survived would envy the dead.
Yes.
Well, because Our Lady made this revelation, this prophecy in Japan, I'm interpreting that fire from heaven as a thermonuclear a bomb.
Yes, that's what you've said in the video, yeah.
Because who better than the Japanese would know what fire from heaven means?
Well, that's for sure. They experienced a little bit of it, didn't they?
Yes.
World War II.
Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Yes. Joe, any further thoughts for the Father?
Yes, the Book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 3, for all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication,
mm-hmm.
and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. It seems to me that we're at that time, rapidly approaching, when all the nations of the world will be drinking that cup.
I think they're drinking
cup.
It right now.
Yeah.
Yes. They're toasting and drinking that cup to the unification of the wealth of the world.
Yeah.
Look at the political end of it too. How the United States government will probably soon allow for the state of Israel to name as its capital, to accept as its capital, Jerusalem. That's something they have wanted since day one.
Yes.
And we're moving in that direction, aren't we?
Yes, and Ezekiel 28 definitely confirms that in another age, that was the seat that Satan wanted. That seat on Jerusalem.
Yes.
The Father's favorite place in
Israel. That's God's holy city.
His favorite place in this earth.
And they've made it unholy, haven't they?
And they want it. And they want to put their father's chair there. I prefer the bad fig. They want to put their father's chair there and receive him in all his glory.
Yes, sir. Well put, Joe. Thank you for your call.
Thank you, Rick. Thank
you. And Father O'Connor, that's a great call. It deals with some of the subjects you've dealt with in your DVD, The Annihilation of America by the Puppets of the Zionists. Okay, we're going to take I'll tell you what, we've got another caller, but I think we're up against the clock. So why don't we, rather than impinge on the caller from Massachusetts, Scott, you stay right there if you can, because we've got a break coming up. And by the way, we're speaking with Father John O'Connor, who is one of the great priests of the priesthood of the Roman Catholic Church. He's been a stalwart for many years, and we'll tell you how you can order the DVD. I'm sure he'd like to have you do that if you'd like to be informed. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back with more Uncensored Radio Free America right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks have become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Yes, that's right, fellow cattle. How are you out there? All right, Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America. Hey, by the way, you know, you don't have to suffer from arthritic pain anymore. You can live pain-free and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. You remember Dr. Ingram? He's a regular guest on the program, and he knows whereof he speaks. Well, this new product, InflaEase is what it's called, actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing product, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation. 800-243-5242. By the way, Father O'Connor, how can they order your new DVD and any of the others you've produced?
They can write directly to John Maffei.
Yes. And I have his address right here, by the way.
Oh, fine.
And people can write to John Maffei. He produced the video, M-A-F-F-E-I, Maffei, P.O. Box 445. That's P.O. Box 445. Let's see. I believe it's Broomall, Pennsylvania. Yes, B-R-O-O-M-A-L-L, Broomall, Pennsylvania, and the zip code is 19008. And let's take another call here from Scott in Massachusetts. Hello, Scott, you're on the program.
Hi, Brother Rick.
Hello there, Brother Scott.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Reverend O'Connor, God bless you too, and Godspeed. He raised you up in the last days to bear witness to the truth and to our Lord Jesus Christ. And what I wanted to say was Jesus called them the synagogue of Satan. He called them a brood of vipers and hypocrites. And these are the Jewish hierarchy, the Sanhedrin, which just reformed for the first time, and I think in like over 1,500 years, getting ready to usher in the Antichrist. And I think they will take over. I disagree. I think they will take over the Temple Mount. I think they're building the wall around Jerusalem right now to affect that. I think they're tunnel undering the Rock of the Dome.
Yes.
The Dome of the Rock. The Rock of the Dome, I'm sorry. And the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And they're going to do this, and they're going at it big time. And I just wanted to ask you about the Pope who just passed away. And I have heard that before he became a priest, that he was a chemical salesman.
Yeah.
And that he sold cyanide poison to the Nazis. Have you any information with regard to this?
I read about it the other night, and it was on one of the websites, and yes, they are saying it's true, but there hasn't been much spoken about it in much of the mainstream media.
That's right, and that's why I'm asking Reverend O'Connor.
Have you, Father O'Connor, heard that one?
No, this is the first I've ever heard of that.
All right, listen, Scott and Father, we're out of time. I'm sorry to break you, but we're all out of time tonight. Hey, good show, though. Thanks for calling, Scott. And thank you, Father John O'Connor. We'll have you back again.
Well, thank you, Rick.
It's been my pleasure. Hey, Rick Adams, ladies and gentlemen, see you tomorrow night with another fascinating program and another guest. See you then.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.